Local news can come at you fast. Want the latest on what's happening in your backyard? Download the free Odyssey app. Follow your local news station, and you'll get alerts on the top stories making headlines in your city. You can stay in the know, no matter what you're up to, and be among the first to find out when news breaks. Plus, keep tabs on weather and traffic, so you're never caught off guard. To get started, download the Odyssey app. That's A-U-D-A-C-Y. And follow your local news station.
What are you expecting in terms of immediate immigration action from Trump once he is sworn in on Monday?
Well, we are expecting to hear about some executive orders that he's been talking about the last week or so. The rumor is there's over 100 of them, but in terms of immediate actions on immigration, we're expecting three things. We are expecting a return to Title 42, which is closing the border due to health care or medical reasons. He did that during the last term, but there was COVID, so we're not sure what the basis for that's going to be. We're also expecting the Remain in Mexico executive order to come back, meaning people awaiting for asylum have to wait outside of the United States. And then we're also expecting, it's called Section 287, where the federal government deputizes local and state law enforcement officials in order to help them pursue immigration violations. So those are probably the biggest ones that we may see. And, you know, we'll definitely keep you posted on them.
Constitutionality wise, which of these three orders may hold or may not hold?
So the 287 is firmly established in the law, saying that municipalities can be deputized by the federal government for immigration purposes. So we may see an expansion of that, and that one will probably hold up. The Title 42 and the Remain in Mexico, both were controversial during the last administration, so we'll have to see what the courts do with those two.
Rosanna, what immigration executive orders do you anticipate being issued on day one of Trump's new term?
I think we may see something pertaining to the border. The entire campaign was dedicated to, you know, combating illegal immigration. So whether it's closing the border for a period of time or sending more people down there, I think it's going to focus on the border, and I'm expecting to see that right away. There's also some talk of perhaps a travel ban. Last administration, that caught everybody by surprise, saying certain people from certain nationalities cannot enter the United States. That may happen as well, but there's going to be a lot of immigration chatter next week.